have the program to be introduced to the contact with Celtica, to the contact with the Spurs. We will have the first part where we will talk a little bit. Not like yesterday, just a little bit. Because we don't really need to talk too much. Today what we need is just to be open, and we will use some relaxation also to be more open, and I hope we can make it all together, the whole group, but we will see, okay, because we will use also some moment in dark. So, yesterday we were talking a little bit about what is the purpose to use or to have a sort of alliance of cooperation with the Celtic intelligence. In effect, this is what it is. It is a cooperation, it is an alliance, it is an exchange. An exchange which is based on increasing each other our possibilities. If there is a task for humankind in the universe, this task is knowledge, to know more. But this is not only for us. We are not the, we said yesterday, we are not the crown of the creation. We are just one important step in the evolution of intelligence. The evolution of the soul. But there are other beings, there are other parts who also cooperate to this evolution. We are not alone in this sense. Evolution is based on symbiosis, is based on the fact that life, which is just one of the instruments that evolution has chosen to develop new systems to explore the universe. Life works through symbiosis or predation, two different ways. In any case, everything is based on a continual mutual exchange, an exchange that can be based on food, but the nature of this food can change on the changing of the level of our experience. When we talk of Celtica, we sometimes say that Celtica are spiritual crutches, tools that we need to exercise our spiritual muscles. Our spiritual muscles are sleeping. So the time to reach the next step of the humankind evolution is not infinite. We have a certain time, like when we are at school. We need to know something in this period. We can also study later, but of course it's not the same thing. We are supposed to make the steps in a certain age. So this is one important age for humankind with a lot of spiritual opportunities. So why don't take everything? With the help of Celtica, it is possible to reactivate many possibilities that are part of the human soul. So we can say that the human being that we know today is not the human being complete as it can be. We are just the result of an history which is very long. At school we study in the book that this history starts with the Egyptians. Well, this is not so true. History is much more long, with many situations where the consciousness and the spirituality and the technology of human being was achieving great results and falling back to very low peaks. So we have a myth, we use a myth to say that the humankind in one of these lowest peaks of consciousness, was losing a battle. You have visited all the temple, you've seen this battle which is painted there. The battle that we see in the temple is something like the return battle, the second time battle. After a defeat that we had, a defeat with ourselves, with our limits. Because of pride, because of ego, because of the idea that we were the most important thing in the universe. By this losing, after losing this battle, the human being was invited to a prison, we can say. Was confined into a prison. The best prison we can imagine is a prison where it's very difficult to escape. And a prison from which it's very difficult to escape is, for example, our body. If we limit the senses of our body, this is the very most difficult prison to escape. So this defeat of the humankind have to be, I prefer you not to write, excuse me, because this is not a lesson, a theoretical lesson where I'm sharing with you. I'm just giving you some glimpse of information, but what is the important thing is what we feel now. So then we can have other lessons about esoteric physics and see more in detail this part, but this is not the aim of today. We just need to introduce the fact that the human being as we perceive today is a human being which is limited. He's limited by his history, he's limited by his choices. And it's not someone evil outside say, ah, humankind, you have to go. Maybe someone cooperates with this, but the most important enemy, as we saw in the temple, we have to win is ourselves. So the prison was a prison created by the limitation of our faculties, by the limitation of our senses. If we don't see other universe, other dimensions, we are confined on this dimension. So the nature of the human being was to be extended into many other dimensions, and still we are. Still we are. Because of our nature. Yesterday we used the legend of the pig. We said the human being is a divinity, once was a divinity, who entered into the pig and then forgot about his divine origin. That's it. We have forgot our extension and our nature not to be formal creature, not to be material creature. Our material manifestation is just the last of our experience. Is not the unique experience we have. In Damanhur we call, to define the human nature, we use a word that can create a lot of incomprehension, but I will try to use it also with you, which is the human being as a temporal creature. Or a time creature. What does it mean? It means that the nature of our soul, the nature of our spiritual experience is not limited by one time dimension. But our nature is to live, you know that in many esoteric traditions, like in the Eastern philosophy, they talk about reincarnation, about the fact that this life is the result of previous life. Other life will be after this one, until we reach the top of the evolution and we can choose if we want to come back or if we want to go in holiday in another year. In Damanhur, we also believe in reincarnation, but from a different point of view. We think that our lives past and future lives, are happening in the same time. And the present, this moment, is a very important moment, because we are focused here. Even if we don't perceive the other life, doesn't mean that they are not happening in the same present, the same now. But we are here now. So this is not to escape, to say we have to be otherwise. I am the king of Atlantis, I'm taking my... Yes, okay, it's fine, but today you have to go to your job. So you can go there with the crown, and if not, they will prepare you a special room only for you. and the limitation goes on. And this is not the purpose. So, the idea is that the present is the moment where our consciousness is focused. Is the moment where the laws are meeting now for us. And also this focus of consciousness, it is important because this time in which we are now is a very particular time. You know that the temple of humankind is also a big laboratory for study energy and for study time. During this research, we have discovered, for example, that time is not all the same. Is not an homogeneous matter. It's just like all the other things. It's something that can be expressed in different states, different temperature. Time can be hot or cold, can be denser or less dense. This difference in the nature of time creates, for example, the participate in our elaboration in our task for knowledge, discovering that this time, the nature of the time, this present, is very particular, is very fluid. It's like in this time, it's very easy to change things. This is not always possible. Because in the river of time, imagine the time is a big river, this river is not made of water, it's made of honey. And this honey can be more made of crystal of sugar, more rock, or less, more fluid in some part. In this part, it's very easy to model this substance, to make him take different direction, these different shapes. It's a moment where the evolution of humankind, where the possibility to get free from this spiritual cage we have created, which is a limitation of our senses, it is more possible. The more we are immersed into matter, the more actually it is possible to get free. The moment of great possibilities are always moments of crisis, where new goals open up is also a moment where things seem to be worse than ever, like the condition of our planet. So it's a moment of big contradictions, like the Middle Age. This is a moment of big contradictions. So from one side it is possible to get free from the cage, from the other side we are at one of the lowest points compared to our divine nature. We are completely unaware to be divine creature. We have forgot because we don't perceive, for example, our time extension. Being time creature means we are able to switch the focus of our consciousness by will, choosing where we want to be more present. Being able to be aware of our contemporaneity distribution on different lives. So this is a possibility for us, but it's not something we can achieve like this. Why? Because we get crazy. Able to sustain all this amount of information because our computer, our mind, is not used to it. The nature of our mind is to be just like a computer, working with software. We work with software. The only thing our mind cannot stand is emptiness. Our mind always needs some software to elaborate. So, when we had this big limitation, and some archetypes of our nature were taken away or were hidden deeply inside ourselves. And this was the most wise thing to do, because inside we can search for things all around the universe, but not inside ourselves. It's a place where we prefer not to go. And that is the task for knowledge. The task for knowledge is a travel inside ourselves, because our senses and our archetypes were hidden deeply inside. Before we get there, this emptiness that was created was necessary to be substituted with other programs. It's like we have an archetype inside our soul giving us the balance in the relationship with others, being able to live with others. The nature of the human being is a collective nature. We are not isolated being. Also, the nature of our deepest spiritual sense is a collective nature, something we can express in certain geometry together with other people. It's not something we can express for us like this. And this is related to the nature of the cage, to the nature of the field of laws in which we are living, the nature of this universe. So when those softwares were extracted by our computer, it was very difficult not to fill our computer with other software. Software which is also unuseful. It's like the spamming on the email. We receive a lot of data we don't need, we don't really need. But our mind needs to work on it. So we cannot just reformat the computer. We need to do a work step by step, recognizing the empty space by this spamming, and changing in a certain order those programs. If not, we crash the computer. So we don't have to crash the computer, we have to rebuild our senses in the proper way, in the proper direction. Some questions? Tutto chiaro.
What about meditation? For example, transcendental meditation, where you just disconnect and comes into a relaxed state before the thought.
Yes, it's there are several methods of meditation, many techniques.
But it's a way of taking a break from being busy all the time with the computer.
You think so?
But I don't know. I'm asking for more.
I don't know. I share with you.
They say it's very good, but...
They say it's very good, but the problem with this is you cannot practice this 24 hours a day.
No.
If you practice 24 hours a day, you disconnect from life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, the thing is, finding a technique of meditation you can practice 24 hours a day.
I agree. Because...
This is what we are searching for. This is what we are searching for. Because, for example, you cannot practice this technique for more than 40 minutes a day. And also people who practice, usually practice, if they are very focused and determined, for some years, then they stop. Mm. Or they are living in a cave. Mm. The cave are not safe place today, they are disappearing. The world is globalized, and also there they are arriving with the computer and things. So it's very difficult to stay safe in meditation 24 hours a day. Some pathways were possible in different times. We also have to consider we are living now in a time which is a little bit different from even 500-600 years ago or 1,000 years ago. It's very different. Pathways that can bring the human being to freedom today doesn't work, just like natural medicine. Some natural medicine are very nice, but today they don't work. Why? Because the pollution we have created has completely changed the chemical structure of life. So today there are diseases that were not existing before. So you cannot heal them with the same herbs or with the same solution you can use in another age.
You need a new, a modern
plant.
In
this age, we need an integration of old natural method with the present achievement of science. So sometimes we also need surgery in some case. Because today the rise of a disease can be so accelerated by chemical and polluted conditions that it is better to operate with surgery in some cases. The best will be not to have the disease. Mm-hmm. Of course, the best is not to need the doctor, but this is because you heal yourself day by day, 24 hours a day. It's because you know that the first medicine you take is what you eat. Today, we don't know what we eat. We go to the supermarket, take things, and we hope that this is food, but we don't really know what is there. We know that there are many experimentations we are doing with genetic mutations on large scale. Okay, because after a certain level this mutation happen and influence also the other cultivation of the plant. So there are many experiments going on us without knowing the effect, because to know certain effect we need the experimentation must go on 10 years to check what will be. So the conditions are really different in a material sense, and you can imagine how they can be different in a spiritual sense. So there are techniques we can use to reconnect to our inner senses. But the problem is not to go on holiday. The problem is not we have to disconnect from what is happening now. The problem is we need to find how to participate to what is happening now in order to change it.
But in the right state, I mean, if you are relaxed, your consciousness works better.
That's true.
If you find a way to
absolutely
be more calm, you
yes.
can achieve more.
Yes, yes, but not switch off.
No.
The idea we have to switch off is an idea created by the media, because we have to go on holiday. Work is boring, so we divide the human being in different activities. Working, holiday, spirit, matter, food, like we are disconnected in different software, but we are not. In our idea we have to reconnect everything, to reconnect. There is no difference between working, studying, relaxing. We should find a way to make all our life meaningful. There are no moments where life is not there. Even when we are working.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, a work sometimes can be very boring, it can be very repetitive, etc. Doesn't mean that we are not alive. We are alive. So we have to find a way to connect our soul to what we are doing. And this sometimes cannot be very easy, of course. This division, one important element, which also is connected to the involution or to the not evolution of the human country, is connected to emotions. The path from where we are mostly disconnected are our emotions. That means, for example, that there is not so much difference between what we are today and the prehistorical man. Yes, the prehistorical man doesn't use the elevator, he wasn't able to have the elevator, but he used the wand, and he gave it on the head of on his friend or enemy. But this is not different from the way we use tools today. What we have changed are just the tools. The way we use them is the same. on an emotional level, we have the same reaction of the prehistorical man. We have not grown up in this sense. This is the problem. This is the problem. So what we have to do is to re-educate, reconnect to our emotion, being able to recognize the difference between emotions and emotivity, two different things. Emotivity is just an explosion. And sometimes we are used to live our emotion just like explosions. They happen, so I really go on holiday, my spirit go on holiday, and emotions take control of all the rest. Even the most rational person can fall just because of a small emotion. Just you wake up in the morning, open the fridge, and the favorite cheese is no more there. This is a spiritual challenge that we want, that we create a community to experience this possibility every day, to get enlightened every day, because the favorite cheese always disappears from the fridge in a community. It's guaranteed. Okay. This is guaranteed. So I'm joking, but not very much. So what can really recreate, what makes the connection in our life? What gives sense to the disconnected activities of our life are the emotions. The emotion is the rope that can reunite the work with my family life, with anything I'm doing. This is the thin rope that can reconnect the different activities. But we need to re-exercise. We need to make exercise in order to be able to see, to recognize the emotions, because sometimes we just don't recognize them. We have learned to create a big distance between us and emotions. Just look at them outside. But that's not possible. That's not what happens. Okay, this was just to give you some meat on the fire.
Some people always the emotions are being their lives without knowing it.
The emotion is always in our mind, even if we decide that we don't know. It's just that we decide not to use the software to read it, but it's there. We don't perceive it, but it's there. Same.
It can take you many places. You don't want to go.
Yeah. You think you don't want to go. Maybe you have to go there.
Yeah.
But of course, before we need to be able to recognize, start to from the alphabet, A, B, C, of this. Yeah. One step back, back to our sense. In Damanhur, when we talk of the senses, we say it's a very important topic. It's very important because reality, go back to what we said yesterday. Reality is reality is a frequency created by some laws that brings the information and some senses who perceive those laws and transform those signals in this image, which is the reality around us. If we are able to change these other senses, these are the laws. The laws doesn't arrive one by one. The laws, as we perceive the signal, are already all together. They are a grid of laws. Our senses are very important, so, because if we are able to change the senses, we can change the station. We can perceive other things, other realities. They are not less truth. For example, Our senses are attuned with certain frequency of light, of sound, and density. We translate the laws in this. But we know, today we have developed science, we have many instruments that make us able to perceive different frequency of light, different frequency of sound, different frequency of density. There are sounds we don't hear because we don't have the senses, but some instruments can perceive them. There are light that we don't see, but they are there. And they also influence our reality, even if we don't see them. So exist, the invisible exists. This is already an important
discovery,
sometimes a rediscovery, because we have forgot that we come from there.
We are fixing the tuner so we can tune into this.
Exactly. Senses, in Dhammanur we say, they teach us when we go to school that there are five senses. Taste, touch, the smell, the sight, most important, because if you see something, it's true. And if you see in TV, it's more true.
Oh yeah, sure.
Until we discover that there is nobody looking the TV, but is the TV looking at nobody.
Yes, true.
Because the emptiness is contagiosa. Anyway, in Dhammanur we said that there are more than 40 senses. More than 40. We can imagine the humankind complete, the human being complete, more than 40 senses. So how many stations we were able to perceive that now we don't? Because also the traditional five are very important and interesting senses. We use a 10% of them. For example, the sense of perfumes, come si dice?
Perfume.
We have completely lost this sense. We can sell it. It gives us information that are dangerous. Dangerous to what? To our emotions, mainly. Because they immediately activate an emotional reaction to life. Before, when we live in the cave, before we saw a dangerous animal, we feel it. We feel it because of the perfume. When we met another person, by the perfume, we feel if this person is angry or if this person is in a lovely disposition with us. So it's something we cannot lie. So we decide to use deodoranti, to use substance to cancel those perfumes and to change them. So now is the only way we use this sense. Sometimes only people who work with food, with wine, or with the preparation of those substances use a little bit those sense. But it's a very important sense. I don't know if you have seen it. There was a movie, a recent movie, terrible movie, Profumo. So that means this sense is very connected to an atavic perception of reality, which goes beyond the illusion. Because the chemical signals are very connected to what is there. We cannot false them. We can force everything, no problem. We have free will, we can do anything, and we do it. We don't use this sense. Just like, for example, the sense of the sight, la vista, we are attuned a lot with this sense, but only in certain way. We don't use the real potential of the sight. We just use the sight in a certain way. That's like the movies technique. We use the camera only in a certain way. We are used to. We are educated to it by the media, but by the sociality, by what we create, by what is fine, what is not. There are ways to look that are taboo. You cannot look this way. But sometimes it's good also to experience, to try to go beyond why you can't look this way. Maybe we can. Maybe there is something hidden. And this is valid also for the other sense. The sense of the touch also give us a lot of information. We are disconnected. So in Dhammanur, the first, one of the first discipline we began in the early 70s was called inner harmonizing. Inner harmonizing, first level, is dedicated to attune our sense, to re-educate our sense utilizing colors, utilizing sounds, and being able to reattune our sense to the frequency of reality. Special position of the body, not like in the yoga, but more next to the Western human being, are able really to move our energy inside. And then we can go on with different level of harmonizing. But the first level of harmonizing are really attune to work with the traditional five senses. Until we reach a discipline that is called metratura, I quoted also yesterday. Metratura is a practice, is a ritual, an alchemical practice to re-educate our sense, bringing, working with consciousness, becoming aware of all the perception we are having. Because what happens usually, we perceive something, but we are saturated by the perception. So we are not really perceiving everything which is there. We are just focusing ourselves on a channel, and the channel saturates our perception. Metratura teach how to redisconnect the different channels of our perception in order to be aware of all the information that are. There are simple exercises like walking with your eyes open, paying attention to all the difference you perceive, to all the sounds that are outside, to the beat of your heart, to the movement of the blood in your vein, to the feeling of the clothes on your skin. There are many techniques that if you practice, you arrive at a certain level where now I can feel what my senses are, because sometimes we are just forgotten. We are in the perception. We don't really perceive. So working with the outer senses is very important. We call those senses, the sight, the touch, outer senses, because what they do really is to bring inside ourselves what is outside. They bring it in. This is what they do, the five main senses. They take inside what is out. You are out there, but you are inside me because I see you. The outer senses are taking in what is out. The sound is out there, I take it inside. At the limit of the outer sense, we have studied other three sense of limit. We call the sense of skin, the sense of the heart, and the sense of the mind. Not heart just like feeling or mind just like thinking. They are real sense. The sense of the skin is not connected just to the surface of our body, but is connected to the surface of the last energetical perception we have of the laws. We call, in some tradition, they call it the aura. But not the energetic aura. The most extended part, the front wave of our perception, is like creating a sphere around us. So everything that enters in this sphere There is a bird here, there is a flower here, somehow is influencing our perception. The nature of the sense of skin is also related to the fact that our consciousness changes between three main states: veglia e sonno. We are aware, or we are asleep, or we are dreaming. We have these main states. What happens through this change of state of consciousness is the nature of this sphere of perception change. When we are aware, when we are awake, we move into space. When we move into space, this bubble is painting around just like a big serpent. From the moment we are on to the moment we are off, we paint this big serpent. And all the information that are here, 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 not necessarily only the past, but also the future information, are somehow connected to this sense. And this is why, for example, some paranormal perception are connected to the sense of the skin. When we have already the feeling that something good or bad will happen to us, sometimes we feel it before. And this is because of the sense of the skin. It's not something paranormal. It's part of our energetic extension into Buddha.
Do you think synchronicity is the same? Is the truth in this sense? Synchronicity?
Synchronicity? Synchronicity is a little bit different from this sense. It's more synchronicity is related to another subtle organ in our body. In the study of the subtle anatomy of the human being, we have discovered that there are certain geometries inside. What we call the aura is just a generic thing. Then, if you go in detail inside, we discover there are specific geometries inside our bodies that follow certain principles, which are the laws, maybe, the laws of the universe. Influence the nature of our structure. For example, we imagine that we are living inside a cylinder, something like this, which is our connection to the synchronic lines, which is our connection to synchronicity. So we face to the events what is an event. An event is not so different from forms, but an event is the possibilities of interaction between different forms. An event is a pure possibility of interaction between different forms. So it's a potential. This potential is always falling into time. Time is a container. And events are like rain falling into time. We have just like a container, this cylinder, which is the cylinder where the events, where we take the events. Selfika, for example, work with the possibility to increase our interaction with events, building a sort of expansion of the cylinder. So now we can face much more events. Not only working with synchronicity, it means to choose, to be able to focus and select the events more attuned with an evolutionary direction. So it's not important the quantity of events at the end. We increase the quantity to find more useful events, quality events. So in this, in the normal way, we will never have the opportunity to find this, or this, or this. But as we have a personal self, for example, wow, it's there. We can use it. It's immediately bring to us. Of course, it's always us choosing. If we don't want to use this event, we will not use it. It's there, but we don't use it, because we choose. This is very important. words about that. The sense of mind is another very important sense. The mind is the translator of the different perceptions we have. We are able to transform information we have from the sight into perfume, or we are able to transform perfumes into colors. And our mind does it continuously. Our mind is always translating one perception from one channel to another. It's the translator between the different perceptions we can have. This is a sense, is another sense. We can translate a music into a feeling. We can translate a green color, the intense green color, into a sound. We do it continuously. Our mind is always translating, comparing our perception with its own system, with its own language. The heart is another channel related to a possibility of communication that goes beyond the other sense. It's a possibility to understand each other, to communicate beyond also the work of translation of the mind, just reaching the core of the message. Receiving directly the information. And this is another sense we have. We call them limit sense because they are not completely outer sense, but they are not completely inner sense. The inner senses are beyond those senses, and they are the esoteric sense, if we want, are the sense, what we call them, the sense of the soul, the sense of the divine nature of the humankind. And yes, the limitation was including the outer senses but mainly was focused on the inner sense. Because switching off the inner sense means to reduce completely our prison, to make our prison limited to the formal experience. The inner sense is not related to the formal experience, and they are called inner because, then I come to you, they have the purpose to bring out, to manifest outside what we contain inside. So the outer sense take in what is out. The inner sense take out what is in. The biggest training is to reawake the inner sense in the proper way, in the proper order. There is an order because they are related to different perceptions, just like the inner sense, the outer sense. We mainly talk about five inner sense, and we are going to give you some definition of them, but there are many.
I just want to know, intuition, would you place intuition in the heart?
Yes, can be in the heart. But it's mainly a process of our thought, intuition. It's related to the way we use the thought. And thought is another big chapter of the human being. Because we think we are used to consider the human being a producer of thought. We think, so we produce something. That's not true. We are just like fishes who lives into the water. And the water is thought. It's already there. We are just swimming. We're just receiving the thought. The thought is a frequency in which we are diving, swimming. We receive it. We receive it and we elaborate, we transform it. We receive it as a substance with certain speed and density and temperature, and we transform it into something else. We are able to change reality. I'll make you an example. An engine doesn't exist in nature. The laws doesn't create the engine. They create the element that we combine to build up an engine. Okay? The object, engine, motore, it's not really existing in nature. We create it combining different substance, different elements. This is what we do with our mind, considering that we are mainly living in a, and this is also another fact why the human being is so limited, is we are not really living in the present because our thought is too slow. We are living only turned backward. We are living the thought, the past thoughts. So we are not really thinking. Thinking means go towards the future, creating. No, we are living, we are remembering. We are not thinking, we are remembering. We remember the last temperature of the water in which we were into and what this water reminds us of previous experience. We are too slow. But we are not far from the possibility to produce the thought. Not just to elaborate it, but to produce. To produce means to create directly, not to change what is there. To create, to orientate the laws. We talk of an ecosystem. We have the idea of ecosystem in everything. For us, the divine is an ecosystem. The material is an ecosystem. All the ecosystems are combined. They sustain each other. So nothing is really disconnected. But there is also an ecosystem of the thought. So the thought that we received has been already elaborated by other levels of creature, and the thought we elaborate will be received by other levels of creature inside this ecosystem of thought, until we reach creature, immense intelligence that are able to receive elaborated signal and create with it. If you go, if you meditate a little bit about this, can open you many levels of understanding, many levels, to be inside a chain of thought. In effect, this is the precious substance that we work with. That this is what makes the difference between us and the animals, because we elaborate the thought, we create cultures, we create art, we create meanings, we give meaning to things. But sometimes we do it just remembering, not really thinking. Okay, inner senses, few information about the inner senses. Coming back to the legend of the falling of the humankind lost the battle and was limited in his senses. Some archetypes were still, and the inner senses were hidden deeply inside the human being. The most far place where the human being was probably never going to see for. When this happened, the representative of the human races had the opportunity to save a little bit of the inner sense. That was not the possibility to cancel everything. Why? Because the nature of the divine, the nature of the soul of the human being is to be a divine being. So we have this heritage, which is very noble, which is very powerful, that makes also envy to other species. What's the difference between us and the angels? The angels are part of the laws. So yes, they are beyond us in the scale of the evolution, but they are part of the laws. That means they are static. They are almost perfect, but they cannot become more perfect than what they are. They can't improve. Only being a creature, only being inside the game you can improve. If you are the rule, you don't improve, you are the rule. If you are the creature inside the game, you can improve. If you bring the divine spark inside the game, you have the risk to lose it or to make it. To make it means that you can become God. So the angels, in our philosophy, are, so to say, more limited than us. They have a little bit of envy of us because we can really achieve our nature, which is to be divine. So thanks to this divine nature, the grace keeps some of the inner senses almost alive, hidden, but sometimes not completely. Why? Because there was the dream, there was the project for us, one day, to reawake them. Some question, please? If not, I change.
Can the angels choose to jump into the game for a while?
Maybe yes, maybe not. If they can, it means they have free will, but usually they don't. This is not so important for us. Really, it doesn't mean. We are always most attracted and interested by other beings, even if we are the most, one of the most interesting beings. Mm-hmm. So we always look at the other. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's so interesting. Yeah. Have you looked at yourself? No.
No, but I feel kind of pity because if some of them wanted to join the game, they couldn't do it. So it would be kind to let them do it.
I think so.
Maybe, I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's just a kind of.
The problem will be if the result, you say the universe must keep a result, the divinization of matter. But this is like playing the chess, you know? Playing the chess, you have to move until a certain time. They cannot wait for you 1 month. You have to move. If not, the other moves. Okay? So, in this game, the humankind is an important piece of the chess. It's not all the pieces, but we are an important piece. If we win, we became what we are. If we are able to divinize matter, if we reach the goal, we transform this chess into the real, into something real. If not, we lost. We are left behind. But only one team can arrive to the goal in one game. Only one team can arrive to the goal. If we let others enter the game and they arrive, they take our place. They go and we don't. So this is why it's not a very good idea to open. And maybe this happened in the history. In the esoteric history and also in many religious tradition. There are tales about the falling of the angels, about the melting of different conditions. Because this is not, this we are living, is not the original competition. This is, you know, when in the soccer, football, you are at the final of the championship, and no one of the two wins, they go on playing again. So there we are.
Before the final?
Well, we are like in supplementary time.
Yeah.
We are like in return match.
Yeah.
It's like we lost the first one, this is the return. So this is why there is no time. That we have to play very seriously and to be aware. Not to give in our power out, but to use it for the evolution. Mm. this situation happened, when those species, races of the human, we imagine the human mirror to be made of many species. Difference is an important value of the universe. So diversity was precious, many different races. The humankind was distributed in many galaxies, maybe. Now we live in this peripheral world and we are convinced that this is the center of the universe. We look outside, we see millions of galaxies and stars. They are all there looking at us? Maybe not. Maybe they have things to do. The universe is a big economist. The universe always has to bring its result. So diversification is a way to create many opportunities to make it. But also for us, it's important to make it. Yes, we are important. We are not the topmost important thing in the universe. This is terrific to see how much we were influenced by 2,000 years of formation, of religious formation that was that create a cage around us, avoiding us to think, avoiding us to be aware of the potential we have inside, giving our potential outside to someone else. We were educated to this, so we need humor to see how this happened and how we can change it. Sometimes religions are the things that the founders of those schools will never desire and wish. They happen sometimes 300-400 years after the master is gone. Why? Because if he was there, nothing was happening like that. That's the problem. And this is not just the case of Christianity. There are many. This is part of the limitation. Now we are going to see how much this limitation of the inner sense creates illusion in this field. When those races met, the representant met and say, which sense are we going to save? We have the possibility to save one sense, a little bit more than the other. And the sense, the inner sense, are just like the outer sense. They open up different dimensions of the possibilities of being divine. They are connected to our divine nature. We imagine when the divine spark arrived in the human race, was bringing two big gifts. One gift is the inner senses, so the divine sense, the possibility to influence reality from inside. And the other is free will. Free will also is a big power. The power to choose, the power to accelerate the evolution, or the power to avoid the evolution. When they have to decide which sense to keep, they decide to keep the sense of the sacred, the sense of the divine. The sense of the divine we define the sense of the divine, the memory of our divine origin. The memory being aware a little bit that we were divine, inside the limitation, without the other inner sense, pull us in searching for the divine.